Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are on the face of this very planet, we welcome you to hopefully another exciting edition of our worldwide address on the eve of the elections in the damnable Zoological Republic. We are coming to you live and direct from London. I must apologize for our late coming. It was due to circumstances, highly technical. I wouldn't say that beyond our control because we now have everything under control. I do thank you for your patience, for your resilience, and allow me to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, depending on where you're domiciled. I welcome you especially, and we should look forward together to a very exciting program this very evening. My deputy is here. Uzoka is also here, our London coordinator, and so also is my chauffeur for the time being. CJ is also here with us. And on their behalf and on behalf of the entirety of IPOB Worldwide family, I ask you to please go and wake up those who have fallen asleep. Go and ask them to please come and participate in this very dissemination of the divine gospel from heaven that we have been mandated to preach. The truth must be spoken. Sometimes it is not very palatable. Sometimes the workers of iniquity and that of darkness, they don't want to hear it, but we must speak it because we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. If you do, I will come here and I will decimate you. That is why we are the way we are. That is why darkness flee when they see us. That is why the workers of iniquity disappear in our presence. And that is why Chukwuoke Kabiama is with us. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. And by the special grace of Elohim, Chukwuoke Kabiama Purimi Henine, I am a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, and I must serve you until Biafra is restored and beyond. That is my mandate, that is my remit, of which I will never exceed, because Biafra must come in our time. That's every glory and honor may belong to Chukwuoke Kabiama that's asked us to come in the first place. Before we go any further, as usual, and on this very hallowed platform, we must pray. Chukwuoke Kabiama Purumi Henine. Onye Kereli Gwenowa. Onye Anyena Gozia Hansaya Weruombe Ebi Gebi. Nankabasusweligwe. This is how the angels pray to Elohim in this very language. The language of the ancients, older than humanity itself, because it is found in Africa, nobody has regard for it. But here we resurrect the impossible. Here we must remind mankind of who we are, that our ancestors existed before anybody else did. And it is through that very divination that we have come here today to praise the one and only creator of everything that has been made, in whom none existed except by his might and by his power. I must pray the Psalm of David, because all the time that I pray it, through it comes a lot of revelation, and through it we gain our strength, our fortitude, and our courage. It has never failed us and it will never fail us. Though they come to cut us away, though they come to kidnap us in the dead of the night, though they come to kill and to pillage, they ransack and they raid, our resolve remains unshakable because we know who we serve, because we know that Elohim is behind what we are doing, because we know that Chukwuoke Kabiama determined that we must come. That is why we do what we do. People who are in the flesh cannot understand. But Please accept every adoration and every prayer that we offer to thee, thee that the angels worship in heaven. For you will deliver your children tonight from the hands of our enemies. O most holy one of Israel, you will defend us from them, all of them that rise up against your children, all that have risen against IPOB, they will fall, never to rise again. They will be clothed in their own shame. I can see Hagabahanu note, note. All of them, one after the other, they shall fall before us. Because our mission is divine, we have no strength, we are mere mortals. One day we shall die and perish. But you must remember, for the sake of your word, for the sake of your creation, every promise you ever made to we, your children of Biafra, this sacred IPOB, must come to pass in our time, that your name may be glorified. For they lie in wait against our soul, even tomorrow as they gather against the innocent. Not for any sins that we may have committed, not for any transgressions, Boko Haram, Fulani herdsmen that are busy killing and pillaging all over the place. They are seen as saints. We that are beholding unto your word are seen as the enemy. They have come that they may destroy that which you have planted in the heart of darkness that is Africa, that light may come to it. Please have mercy upon us, we pray. Not for our sins, O Elohim, have they come against us, but because of our purity. They run and prepare themselves without any fault. Rise up and help us, and behold your children in the land of Biafra. Remember the promise you made to our ancestors. Remember the oath that they took before thee to worship you all the days of their lives. They went astray, that is true, but not this very generation. We do not worship idol. We don't worship anything born of a woman. We don't worship anything created by the hand of any man. Oh, thee, the unseen one, in the heavens above, it is only thee that we kneel and we bow before. If not for another thing, because of that, please have mercy upon us. Therefore, thou Elohim, Chineken Nankusunilenken Diaga, the Lord God of all the hosts of the heavens, the same God of Biafran people, the same God of the Igbo race, the same God of Israel, awake tonight, we beseech thee. Awake tonight, O heavenly Father. Be not merciful to all the wicked. Destroy them one after the other, that their shame may encompass them, that your name may be exalted, because they will come all the time, making all the noise in the world like a dog, and they go about the city snarling as they are doing tonight in our towns and in our villages. Behold how they belch out from their mouth. Swords are on their lips, so because they lie. Through the mouth of the Fulani cabal, they lie, they deceive, and they cheat. They are accomplices within the Yoruba media. They are no better, because they conspire and they think to themselves, who can see them? But you are the all-seeing God, because you are in heaven. Only thou, Elohim, shall laugh at them. Thou only, how will you have all the nations in the region? Those that laugh at Biafra today will become the object of mockery themselves in the future. Upon thee, O our strength rests, and we will not wait any further. We want to see your goodness upon our lives, because you are our rock and our defense. O thee, God of mercy, you will prevent the enemies from triumphing over us, for your will must be done upon our lives, and your name glorified, adored, worshipped, and exalted forever and ever, we pray. He said, I can't help him, can't only memoir where Karyanka, that our enemies may know that we are indestructible. The zoo is planning to go and vote tomorrow, And we are here to guide you as duty and responsibility requires of me. I welcome you once again. And I must ask each and every one of you to listen very, very attentively to this very gospel this evening, because the enemies are coming. They are looking for an excuse to launch their jihad. They are looking for an excuse to decimate the innocent, and they have already started. One thing is very clear about the choice that confronts our people tomorrow. That choice is very clear. On this very hallowed platform, many years ago, did I declare very confidently that we will not participate in anything called electioneering in the zoo. But little did we know that our enemies came prepared, that they have infiltrated those that claim that they are our leaders. They have gone into them. They have corrupted their soul. They have no conscience anymore. That is why there is untold misery in the lives of our people today, that the land is bleeding blood every blessed day. We are under permanent siege. Fulani army is encamped in our land, raping and pillaging at will, with nobody ever rising up to confront them except the chosen ones, the children of light, that is an IPOB. Those that we said we were going to ignore, they conspired with the enemy to come after us. That is why I declare unto thee this very evening that we are going to send a very clear and unmistakable message to the caliphate, to all the powers of iniquity and oppression in the damnable zoological republic, that that very land of Biafra remains for the people of Biafra. That they may kill us no more. I cannot believe that in this very day and age, when people claim they have access to knowledge, they have access to wisdom, some people have steadfastly refused to understand and appreciate the truth that we propagate on this very platform every blessed day. What is happening in Biafra land is an abomination beyond abomination. Okay, Zipazo, Willie Obiano, Devu Mahi. As at this night, every governor in the southeast are campaigning, they are all campaigning for a Fulani man that killed our mothers and our children during the war. Or somebody that they are campaigning in his name that killed our people during the war. For those who do not know, the killing of our people started in 1945 and has been ongoing up until this very present day. Those that claim that they represent us, those that claim that they are our leaders, witnessed this genocide that were perpetrated against our people for decades. They are the same people this evening, not even campaigning for the dead Buhari. They are campaigning for a man from Sudan. Everybody knows that Jubilee is from Sudan, but for some inexplicable reason, they have chosen to ignore that very fact. The same people that gave the order to kill us at Umpo. When I asked Obiano about Umpo, he denied it and said he had no knowledge of it. The same people that killed us at National High School in Aba, when Okezie Ikpeazu was confronted with it, he denied knowledge of it. The same people that killed us at Igwocha, they killed us in Asaba. They have been massacring our people. They have killed Shia Muslims. They have gone everywhere to pillage, to destroy, and to decimate. Some people, that claim they are from Biafra, that claim they are Igbo sons and their Igbo daughters, are campaigning for APC. And I ask them, where is your conscience? And I ask them, which part of Biafra land do you actually come from? If at all, some of you that claim you are Biafrans, actually are. Which part of Biafra do you people come from? We are no more. There is nothing like an abomination. Somebody came to your house, raped your mother, took your wife, enslaved your daughters. And you woke up the next day to still campaign for people running for political office in that man's name. What Okezie Ikpeazu, Willie Obiano, Dave Umahi, what they have done by campaigning for this dead man that a Sudanese is impersonating to run for the highest office in the zoo is unpardonable. Inasmuch as I have no desire to participate or encourage our people to participate in a sham election in zoo politics, I am also conscious of the fact that we have lifted the boycott. And for that very reason, if APC as a political party were to get up to 100 votes tomorrow, I know that our people are not serious. What am I trying to say? I want us to deliver the same message we have been delivering before. I want the cabal in the north to understand that exactly what they stand for, which is the destruction of our people and our way of life, the killing of unarmed innocent protesters, must be punished in whatever way we see fit. And how are we going to do that? Everybody must make sure tonight that you knock on the door of your next door neighbor. We are not campaigning for anybody. When we march on the streets, we don't march to please anybody. But we always rise up against the injustices obtainable in the Zoological Republic. That is what we are going to protest against again tomorrow. What are we trying to say? In bulk, that APC has no stake in the lives of our people. Complete and utter rejection and repudiation of everything that they stand for because they are evil. They are the ones that killed our people. They are the ones that made sure that our place, Biafra land, is economically emasculated completely and beyond redemption. They are the reason why the rate of migration from our land to heaven knows where increased exponentially in the last 4 years. The level of brutality and of wickedness visited upon our people makes it imperative for us to send them a very clear and unmistakable message that our land is not for APC. We are righteous people. We are honorable people. We must continue to do that which is right before God in heaven and before man on this very earth. When I said many years ago that we are not going to vote, we will not participate in the elections, I had two things in mind. One, to force them to heed our demands, which they have now done. And secondly, to show them in very clear terms that we have nothing to do with the zoo as it is presently constituted. We left them alone. We boycotted Anambra elections. Rather than respect our views and our opinions, rather than respect our right not to go out to vote should we choose to do so, they brought everything imaginable against us. Because they figured, and quite rightly too, that if they don't do anything, if there is no way for them to punish us, then we might as well do whatever we like to them. Nobody will complain. Tomorrow is a very clear opportunity for us to deliver that very message that we are against everything that APC stands for in our land. You must remember those that they have killed. You must remember those that these same demons sent to your early graves. Remember the pain and the hardship. You must remember what they have done. And deliver a protest of immense proportions. And that protest is going to be that when they decide, however they decide it, let history remember that APC does not exist in Biafra land. By which I mean southeast and south-south. They don't exist there at all because they are evil. In the olden days, people campaigning for the likes of APC, I wouldn't say Buhari because Buhari is dead, or people campaigning for those bearing the name of Buhari, when they come outside, we spit on them. We throw pure water at them. But over the years, they have become so emboldened in their iniquitous way of life that they can now come out openly. Somebody can come out openly and say that Buhari did something for our people. And such a person is maybe contesting for Senate. Some of them were partners in Operation Pattern Dance that came. Those of them that will go out tomorrow, I am asking you to make sure that everybody that took part in Operation Pattern Dance is punished at the polls. It doesn't matter what they do. Everybody that is close to APC, anybody working for Jibril Buhari, all of them from top to bottom, they must feel the wrath of the people. Because if we don't do it, they will take our might and our power for granted. We have succeeded in getting what we want. Now we are turning the tables. We are now going to go after them. And in a very big way at that. There must be a way for us to register our displeasure at the enormity of the evil that these people brought upon our lives. In case we have forgotten. In case we have forgotten. Remember the little boy that was shot dead in Owerri? Nothing became of it. Some of us have become immune to the deaths happening around us every blessed day. They now come in broad daylight, tie our hands behind our back, shoot us and dump us in a burrow pit. And nobody cares. When we publish the pictures and alert the world as to what is going on, somebody rises up to say, oh no, they're fake pictures, it never happened. And we foolishly go to wherever we go to the next day and worship and say, let's leave it to God. We are not going to leave it to God this time around. Elohim has given us common sense and courage, and we must deploy it. Tomorrow we protest. And what is that protest? A complete and utter rejection of everything APC stands for and everybody who supports APC. That is what we must do. Because if we fail to do it, you know what they're going to do? They will continue to take us for granted. And that is not something that we as a people can afford to do at this point in time. You must understand this very, very clearly. Everybody associated with Jibril Buhari's APC murderous administration must be brought to book. You must understand that. There is a grand deal between Fulani and Yoruba people. Don't be fooled about it. Yoruba will always support Fulani. After all, half of Yoruba people are Muslims. You must understand this. So the natural propensity of Yoruba politics to gravitate towards that of Arewa will always be there. They will never, ever love you. Understand this very clearly. Never. That's never happened before. And it won't happen now. It is up to you to try and salvage what is left of us, of this very great race. We have made our point, and that point has been accepted, that nothing can happen without our say-so. We hold the key as to who becomes the victor or the vanquished tomorrow. IPOB holds the key. And when I mean IPOB, I mean every voter, I mean everybody in Biafra land is IPOB. forget the nonsense that all these saboteurs are yapping about every blessed day. They understand that very clearly. They know how strong we are on the ground. That's why they panic. That is why we call off the boycott and they called off their elections. They postponed it till tomorrow in order to go and re-strategize as to how best to rig themselves into power. That is how mighty we are. That is how strong we are. I was contemplating this very conundrum that we were confronted with a good few months ago. And I thought to myself and I said, in the Senate, it's only Abaribe who is speaking. Imagine if tomorrow Abaribe doesn't return. Imagine if tomorrow we decide not to go out to return Abaribe to power. Do you know how the Yoruba media will write about it? Do you know that will make our life almost impossible to live? Do you know they will also ridicule everything that we stand for? What they would then say is that people who rise up to stand for IPOB, at their time of need, IPOB will abandon them. And they have the machinery and the wherewithal to run that propaganda and allow it to sink into the subconscious of our people. Because we are not critical, because we don't analyze very well. That is where we'll go out tomorrow and make sure that everybody, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but I'm telling you that everybody that is very strong regarding our people and where we are going to, you must return them. Everybody who worked against us, rose up to support Operation Python Dance, I can assure you that they shouldn't, and you must ensure that they don't go back to Abuja. That is the only way they're going to learn. That is the only way they're going to understand that there are consequences for their actions. Because let me tell you something, if you leave them and they return unchallenged to Abuja again, they will do worse. That I can assure you, they will do worse than they have done before. This is a time for discipline and a time for cohesion. A time for us to deliver our message whilst at the same time maintaining the ideological purity of our movement. This is a time for us to send a very clear message to all and sundry, to the whole world, that IPOB, having lifted the boycott, we decide who goes where. It's in our hands. We decide. That is something our enemies must understand by this time tomorrow. That we decide how the pendulum swings. That IPOB is a force to be reckoned with. Don't allow yourselves to be fooled by our enemies. Don't allow yourselves to be fooled by people who cannot stand strong on what they profess to believe in. Don't allow yourselves to be pushed about by people that do not have your interest at heart. Things are changing, and we are changing with it. By the next time we appear to talk about voting or no voting in the zoo, you will see what is going to become of that damnable zoological republic. Have this in your mind very, very clearly, that we fought against the triangulation of APC in our land. That was why on this platform, I campaigned for Obiano. That was 5 years ago or 6 years ago. Because we didn't want APC to come in. I know what people, or what Ngige supporters said to me afterwards. They rang me on my private line. And I know what they said to me about it. Rocha Okurawosa succeeded in breaking ranks. Some of you have forgotten that Rocha Okorawosa came into power via ABGA. Some of you don't know this. He took our mandate and handed it over to the Fulani Caliphate in APC. The irredentist Fulani APC, the very worst strand of Arewa Wahhabi extremism. The very, very worst. This is what Rochas Okurawosa did to our people. Okay, Zipazu amplified it by ensuring that Abba is under perpetual siege every blessed day. There are killings going on in Abba. We must send them a very clear and unmistakable message tomorrow and beyond that Biafra land belongs to IPOB. We decide what happens. We decide who goes and who comes back. Because I will tell you this. If we allow our enemies to return back to Abuja, you think Operation Python Dance is bad? They'll bring something worse than that. And when they come, nobody will come to our rescue. Understand this very clearly. I want this same IPOB to go back to the way it used to function before, like a well-oiled professional machine that thinks very deeply before they do anything. If they are doing this now, where did they, was it Orumba they attacked yesterday? What did they attack yesterday in Anambra? Which was it, Orumba? Where did they attack yesterday? Yes. Was Orumba, wasn't it? Look at what they're doing in Abba. Can you tell me, those of us who are old enough, 20 years ago, if they tell you that a Fulani army recruit will come to Abba, abduct somebody in broad daylight, tie them up very well, and shoot them dead, in broad daylight, that nothing will come of it, will you believe it? If I say to you that Hausa Fulani will come into our land and be raiding villages as they did yesterday, also in Abba, in Ungwa, to be precise, an entire village ran away yesterday. If I say that to you, will you believe it? But that is what is happening today. Why is that happening? Because of the people that you have in government houses. Because you see, the modern Igbo man or the modern Igbo politician will sacrifice their mother and their father, not for anything good, in order to climb that slippery slope of trying to get close to Fulani people. And even as we are on air, we are getting information about a viral message in Hausa on WhatsApp claiming that Peter Obi was one of the coup plotters that killed Saduana in 1966. You see, this is the politics they play in the zoo. In 1966, Peter Obi was only 5 years old. But Hausa Fulani, they believe this. They claim they are in your useless one Nigeria with you. You can see how evil they are. You can see the message they are propagating. I think there was another old man who was saying something in Hausa also about how the Igbos killed the Saduana, Ahmadu Bello. How Peter Obi shouldn't be allowed to contest, how the Igbos shouldn't be allowed to get close to power in the zoo. And Hausa man was saying this. And you know the funniest part of it all is that the leading light of the zoo, of the coup in the zoo at that material point in time was Nzowu, Kaduna Nzowu. And today, people from where Nzowu comes from say they are not Igbo, or some of them do, not all, say they're not Igbo anymore. So I keep asking myself, why is that prejudice still lingering against Igbo people? If Nzogu's people from some, most of them say they're not Igbo. We are Delta Igbo. We speak Igbo. We are Delta Igbo. Some say they are from Bini. Others say they are from Ore. The other ones are saying maybe they are from Dahomey. I don't know. But we know they are all Igbo people. Look at the level of suffering that Fulani imposed on our people that led us to say that we are no longer who we are. Anybody that wants to understand how messed up we are as a people should look no further than the Igbo parts of Delta State, the Igbo parts of River State, the Igbo parts of Benue State, the Igbo parts of Kogi State, the Igbo part of Cross River State. Some of you don't know that you have Igbo people. I mean pure Igbo people in Cross River, in Akwa Ibom, in River State, in Delta, in Kogi, and in Benue. Six states. It is called gerrymandering. How do you intend to get all these things to stop? Because from the way that Devil Mahi is going, with Okezie Ikpeazu, with Willie Obiano, promising Jibril to deliver our land to the same people that have been killing us, ought to tell you everything you've been missing all along regarding what our agitation is all about. We are here to save our people from themselves sometimes. And that is why we must send this very message tomorrow to all and sundry that APC has no body, no stake, absolutely nothing in Biafra land. We must send that very clear message across. And we are going to play Obiano's voice, because when you publish their statements, they deny it. But this evening, we are going to play what Obiano, the same Abga, Ufu Abgawa. Remember, Okorocha is Abga. Obiano is Abga. They have turned again to go and support a Fulani man. Not just support any Fulani man. Obiano saw the dead people at Mpo. All the killings in Anambra, Obiano witnessed each and every one of them. The more they kill us, the more hillocks he buys for the army. And he's an Igbo man. Tomorrow he'll wear his yago and come out and they'll say, "I'm behind a 2 year only what trendy Igbo known." I don't know what his title is. Aboku Igbo. Some stupid, useless title like that. Nobody has ever accosted Fulani headsmen. Have you ever heard of any northern politician rise up to speak ill of Fulani headsmen or Boko Haram? The answer is no. It's only in our land, because they can do whatever they like, they can say whatever they like, there are no consequences. If you kill them, they say, that is not how we do things here. Biafrans are not like that. We don't kill each other. You leave them to leave. And we say we will not participate in elections. They say, hallelujah. They can now go further to commit atrocity over to Uche, please play Willie Obiano's voice for the world to know that anybody voting for APC tomorrow, you are in one almighty mess. May the good Lord have mercy upon your soul, that of your family and generations unborn. That is something that you must understand, and that is something you must know. That is something you must know. This is very... Uche, please go ahead. Play it.
On behalf of the governors of Nigeria, a round of applause for Chief Willie Obiano. Your Excellency, the President, Your Excellency, the former President or Head of State, General Yakubu Gowon, I will stand on the existing protocol. I personally will pick this book for 20 million. I'll need 20 copies so that I'll give it to all the members of my exco. And I will pledge 10 million for every governor in Nigeria, each, plus FCT. 10 million naira for every governor in Nigeria, plus FTC. And I'm personally doing 20 million because I'm physically present. I want to personally identify with the re-election of the president, which we've been working very hard for. You know, and to reassure the president that Anambra State is entirely for him. Thank you.
I'm sure everybody heard that. That Anambra State is for Jibril. Now, under normal political circumstances, that could be dismissed as any other rhetorical statement by an upstart, somebody who wants to endear himself to the Fulani Caliphate in order to perhaps become a senator once he leaves the governor's lodge. But he was referring to the same Jibril Buhari that carried out massacre after massacre after massacre of his own people. Now, let us consider the behavior and the utterances of Willie Obiano and compare that to that of Buhari. Because there was a time that Boko Haram was agitating. And, of course, Buhari, before he died, was one of the leading, should I say, advocates of Arewa supremacy in Nigeria. Do you know what Buhari said before he died regarding Boko Haram? Buhari said to Jonathan, an attack against Boko Haram is an attack against the North. Mind you, Boko Haram, as at that time, was a murderous terror organization slaughtering and killing people at will. When Boko Haram started, their signature arrival was to go and bomb an Igbo church in Madala Catholic Church. Slaughter the Igbo people. In their dozens. In a church praying. That was Christmas Day, wasn't it? Yes. Uche, was the Madala massacre was Christmas Day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And 11. Christmas Day 2011... The same man that Obiano is supporting, Obiano, Willie Obiano is supporting, gave all his support to those that killed our people in Madala. Understand this very clearly. If you appreciate what I'm saying this evening, you will be able to properly contextualize Obiano's statement. And let me go into it in greater detail. Obiano said he will purchase a book for 20 million. He will also match, or should I say, purchase another 36 copies for all the governors in the zoo. That brings it to a staggering 380 million naira that this man dumped in Jibril's campaign coffers. And I keep asking myself all the time, how many Fulani governors has ever done such a thing for any political aspirant or, say, presidential candidate from Biafra land? The answer is zero. If Obiano was doing this to a man out of, you know, political considerations, I can understand that. Because I'm heading somewhere and you will understand where I'm going in a short while. Obiano did this for a man that killed his own people, for a man that came into Anambra time and time again, slaughtering at will, before he died and replaced by the imposter from Sudan, that everybody can see, but too weak and too feeble to do anything about it. Now, this goes back to November of 2017, when we boycotted the elections. Subsequently, statements from IPOB made it very clear that Obiano reached a deal. Obiano did not win the election because people did not vote. Obiano reached an agreement with Jibril to announce him as the winner of November 2017 elections in return for the support or the rigged support of Anambra people in 2019. Is that not playing out today? That is exactly what is happening. And because Obiano succeeded in negotiating a very favorable deal with Jibril and the cabal, Umahi joined in, Ugwanyi joined in, Okezi Bazu joined in to go and cut their own deal. That is why they are in different parties from Jibril, but they're campaigning for him, which is an anomaly, to be honest with you. ABGA has a presidential candidate. So also does PDP, that most of the governors represent. But they are campaigning for somebody in APC from Sudan that is bearing the flag of Buhari What APC flag is just more or less is a banner. It's a jihadi banner for Buhari. I don't know if most of you have seen El Cid. There's this movie, I think the lead actor was Charlton Heston. It's called El Cid. I recommend that you people should try and watch it. Because some of us don't, we sometimes watch movies and we don't learn anything or take away anything from it. Go and watch El Cid. You will understand exactly what I'm preaching tonight. What they have done is to place a dead man on a horse with their banner. This time around being held by a Sudanese. And they are running all over the place, pretending that they are part of this miraculous dead one Nigeria that doesn't exist, only on paper, and only for the corrupt minds. That is why tomorrow must be a day of protest, to let the world understand that we have absolutely nothing to do with the murderous APC regime. To let Obiano understand, to let Umahi appreciate, to let Okezie Basu come to the realization that that very piece of land, that land of Biafra, belongs to IPOB and nobody else. We have power and we know how to use it. We have power and we know how to get everything we want. We have power and we know how to negotiate from a position of strength. And we are going to deliver the killer blow to the APC Zoological Republic Party tomorrow. Wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of your affiliation, regardless of your attachment to one individual or the other, the collective survival of our people is of paramount importance. Understand this. Let me repeat. As at today, they're killing us as at today. In Imo State, in Anambra, in Abia, in Ebonyi, everywhere we are under siege. Is anybody saying anything about it? Is anybody rising up to say anything about it? The answer is no. That is why we must use every avenue to send this very clear signal to those that want to hear. That having lifted the boycott, that there is no way APC can stand in our land. Very, very important that we convey this message to our people. And for those of you who may be wondering what has become of those that the army arrested, most of them are dead. Some are still languishing in DSS custody in Abuja for no reason. You don't need to commit a crime to be arrested. You don't need to commit any crime to be shot dead. Once they look at you and they don't like you, that's the end of you. Nobody will complain. It is almost impossible. And let me also remind you, some of you don't know this. They have now replaced most of the judges and the magistrates in our land with Fulani people. And every case that we have in the court has happened in Enugu High Court a few days ago. There is a case between some IPOB family members and the Zoological Republic. Do you know what they did? They removed, they transferred the old judge and brought in a Fulani man. The Fulani man is saying to IPOB that we need to pay them 180 million naira. The man came, threw away the old bail that was perfected, introduced new conditions, and is now asking IPOB to pay the Zoo government 180 million. A Fulani man in Enugu. Some of you don't know this. Some of you don't know what we are encountering on a daily basis. Therefore, the best thing for us to do is to let the world understand that we have no business with this very evil, devilish administration of Jibril al-Sudani. Considering this very fact that we have lifted the boycott, we must send a very clear, unmistakable message. Not only that those that speak for our people must go back and keep speaking for our people, but that those likely to be brave enough to stand up and speak for our people return to Abuja to continue doing that very important work. Because as at now, this very moment, this very second, the Zoo Army can do whatever they like to our people and they will get away with it. They will get away with it. Nowhere in the history of the modern world has an army so flagrantly violated the constitution of the country they swore to uphold as it is now happening in the damnable Zoological Republic. Some of you don't know this, but I do thank those of them in the very great work that the likes of Emeka Abolasi is doing, the Southeast-based Coalition of Human Rights and Democracy Organizations, the work that they are doing, the very extensive research work that they are doing, must be commended. It must be. I'm asking them to go to Fulani tomorrow and collect when I start talking rubbish because I mentioned their name on air. Please, you must continue to do the very important work that you started many, many years ago. Some people don't know General Pol Pot of Cambodia, but Buratai is worse. This one they kill and they bury, so nobody will question them. We have seen what killing of innocent people can do to us because we are all victims of it. We are all victims of it. And why do I keep harping on this very issue every blessed day? I keep talking about it for the very simple reason that vengeance will come someday. Vengeance will come. And when we start, let nobody blame us. Some of our towns and our villages are under siege at the moment. People are dying, people are being killed, and nobody is talking about it. That is why we must go to send a very clear message to Obiano, to Okezie Ikpeazu, to Umahi, and all those quislings we have in our land, that APC has no stake in Biafra land and must be completely and totally obliterated from the face of this very earth. That is the task that we must accomplish tomorrow. Because we left them, they came after us. We said no to their electoral process, they came after us. For no reason, they came to kill us. Therefore, we must let them understand that we have the power to either retain them in office or to remove them. That is where we are, and that is what we are going to do tomorrow. Let nobody be mistaken about that. If you do not do it, a lot of people will say that we are colluding and in support of the genocide that these people brought against our people. We must make it very, very clear. Very, very clear and abundantly clear. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct and we are coming to you all the way from our studios in London. No, actually in our studios because there were very severe technical difficulties. That is why we are not broadcasting from the studio this very evening. We had to relocate to another place to be able to bring you this very program. Do we intend to take calls from people? Because I want to see if I can answer some questions. If you have a telephone line, please we should try and advertise it so that I can take some questions. I don't want us to misunderstand where we are going to. It must not be misunderstood. One thing is very clear. All those that participated, you know them. There are some senators in PDP, in Abia State, that participated in Python dance. We know that the likes of Enyinna Baribe stood very firmly and staunchly to support what we are doing in the sense that he was against the extrajudicial killing and the ill treatment that IPOB was receiving. Our people will know what to do. But one thing is very clear tomorrow. Wherever you see somebody that supported Operation Python Dance, be it in Abia, in Enugu, Imo, or in Anambra, make sure that person doesn't go back to Abuja again. We know who they are. We know who they are. And I'm sure this very evening, our people are working very hard on the ground to ensure that these criminals don't return to Abuja, because if they do, they are emboldened. The killings will continue. And we do not want it to continue. Do we have a line at all that we can use? If not, they know the number to call. You don't have it. If there is a number for them to call, please, we must make it available. We must make it available. The usual and the normal Radio Biafra number, please. And let me once again clarify and make this very clear. We are not participating in zoo politics. We are sending a protest message to those that have been killing us for very many years. Understand and be able to make this very distinction. It is extremely critical and important to do so. When the time comes, we will be able to explain. Of course, I did promise you that the document will be published in full in the next couple of weeks, not even months. So please be rest assured that that is also coming your way. And this, what is the time now? The time now is approximately, that's about 26 minutes to the hour of 9, isn't it? In the evening here in the UK, which is some number of minutes to the top of the hour in Biafra land. We are trying to get our lines to work so that people have just started calling already. Yeah. Yes, this is Radio Biafra, your name and where you're calling from and your question, please, if you may.
Yeah, my Ebu leader, Mazen Nanzekano, I'm Madika Collins, calling from Igbocha.
Thank you.
Mazia, too much. Only your voice don't fall wall. Only your voice alone have fallen out of wall in Biafra land. And we have heard what he said, and we know what to do. My people have listened to you. I myself am obliged to hear you this evening. You have told us what to do, and I know it. Those that take care of us, they are the ones that are sending to Abuja. And I know the only one person, Senator Abaribe, from Abia State. If it has any other one, I don't know. I'm sure of this one. In Igbocha here, I cannot recommend I'm able. Governor of Igbocha here, Mazi, as one year to weekend, when their date reach, we know what to do. So I don't want to talk too much, Mazi. You are too much. I am a declare one of Biafra land. And with you, 24 hours, we have no shaking about you, Mazi Nandekan. Whatever condition you are giving to us, we are with you. Though we are not relent, we are not surrender. I remember the one you can call it.
Thank you. Biafra. Thank you very, very much. We hail Biafra because Chukwokika Biama is with us. Let me say this. I want, when they are counting the votes for Abaribe tomorrow, I don't want to see one single APC ballot paper. I don't want to see not even one single APC ballot in the areas that Enyinna Abaribe is contesting. Very, very critical. There are other good people as well. There are other good people as well, and I'm sure that our people, because we don't need criminals to go for us again in Abuja, and I will tell you why. Because I said it during the last broadcast that we are in the era of the devil's alternative. Whichever option we choose, men must die. Very, very important. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, oh, Hamadi Kendi. Mohamadi Kendi Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Chinekege Debegi.
Ise.
Chinekege Abu Ebolugo Ogunine.
Ise.
Obuwenye Zenyi Nafo. I'm calling you all the way from Agolo.
Thank you.
Agolo is a Nyocha local government of Anambra State. Anambra State, Biafra land.
Thank you.
We have had you.
Thank you.
You have heard what you said.
Thank you.
Your instruction will be obeyed and carried.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Tomorrow is the D-Day.
Of course.
We are going to vote out all the bad elements we have in Biafra land.
Thank you. I expect nothing less. I expect absolutely the total eradication of these criminals. Some of them ran into APC thinking that their rigging will work for them, but it's no longer going to work. It will not work. And it can never work. All of them. I believe this evening that IPOB is telling our people who the good ones are and who the bad ones are. And the bad ones, they have failed already. That you didn't even bother cooking rice tomorrow, because they are not going anywhere. Let them be rest assured. This is Radio Biafra. They call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Go ahead, please. Your name and where you're calling from. Yes, please. Good evening.
Am I speaking to the editor?
You are speaking. I'm hearing you very well. Can't you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. No, I don't think they can hear me. I don't think they can. They are waiting for the call, for their voice to come out on the radio. Even over the years, they have not learned. They have not learned. Have you picked it up? Have you picked it? We are. Yes, please. The caller on the phone, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening.
I am Ndubisi Kano. I'm speaking from Enugu.
Ndubisi Kano, I hope you're not the admiral.
No, I am from the same area.
Okay.
I am speaking from Enugu.
Thank you.
I heard all you said. Tomorrow, I have my family and my friends are going to vote out all these criminals.
Of course.
You know that today there was a bomb located at New Market, Enugu here.
I'm not surprised.
Popularly called Area Market. A bomb was discovered, and New Market, the entire New Market was in pandemonium. My friend that was sick has to break one of his legs where he was running. So they said that the zoo police has taken away the bomb. So tomorrow, we are going to see who is who. With our power in our hand, what you said must be carried out to the letter. In Yahushua's name, we pray.
You say, thank you very, very much. It's just a protest. We are protesting. But tomorrow, we're not going to be carrying flags and our paraphernalia as we normally do. We are going to be protesting by telling all these people that should have said something when the chips were down. They chose not to say anything. Instead, they come to our land to eulogize the same people that have been killing us. It is just beyond me. Beyond, completely beyond me. The same man who is a patron for Miyeti Allah that came to Nimbo in Enugu to slaughter us. They came to Anambra to kill. Everywhere they go, they slaughter and they decimate the people. They laid the middle belt to waste. And somebody is proudly standing up and saying, I am in APC. We will support them. And all unbelievable. And I keep asking myself, don't they know what happened at Mpo? Don't they know? Can't they see Fulani headsmen? What are... Anyway, we'll get to that later. The call on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my lord, Mazen, and can good evening from Abaga.
Good evening, good evening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Eches, and I'm calling you from Abaga. Yeah, I will appear what you have said this evening. Yeah, first of all, let me thank school Kema for what you have been doing for Injust for Biafra, for the guidance and the protecting, for everything that has been done for us to make sure to restore Biafra. I said, may you give us the power and the knowledge to restore Biafra in the mighty name of school Kema, in my prayer.
He said, Biafra is coming without a shadow of a doubt. It is coming. There is nothing anybody can do to stop it. Absolutely nothing. As I said, in the next couple of weeks, it will become far more clearer. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, Madam Nandekano.
Good evening.
My name, I am from Agolo, and I'm the local government area of Oka province in Biafra land. I'm calling you from Igote province.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Madam Nandekano, I want to hail you in a very high way, based on the way you have made our day this evening. I want to also assure you that we know the right thing to do, and we also stand according to the chain of command, command and control that have been governing us. We are going to do the right thing by tomorrow.
Of course.
And Mechuko Kabi will get and preserve you for us.
He said, no matter what you do, I am not asking you to vote for Mr. A or Mr. B. What I'm asking you to do is never, ever in your lives to vote for APC, because if you do, the blood of the dead is on your head, all of you. We cannot. Out of good conscience, it is inconceivable. It's like asking a Jew to vote for a Nazi party. It is not possible. It's never done anywhere. Unless Mawunde... The caller on the phone, can you hear me, please?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, Matt.
Good evening.
One of the Biafra land. Good evening from here.
Good evening to you. Please go ahead.
my brother. My name is Maazi Chukwuemeka Okafo. I am the brother of Tondo Okafo, who was arrested on 9th of February in Aba High School. Today our people was massacred in Aba, 9th of February. Look at the Azo. Massacred our brothers and sisters who were praying in Aba High School.
Yes.
And my brother was detained in Omoya prison in Tondo Okafo.
Still in prison till now?
Yes.
It's not possible. Sondo Okafo. It's most unusual and unlikely because we never ever abandon our own. Sondo Okafo in Omoahia prisons. I will investigate that myself and I will give the whole world an update when next I broadcast. It is inconceivable that one of our own is still in prison. It is unheard of because we always take care of our own. We will go and make sure that he is released from prison. That is what they are doing. The man responsible for the abduction of Sunday Okafo, as the brother is just reminding us now, is okay, Zipazu. Imagine what he would do if he were to return to that government lord or governor's lodge, whatever they call it, government house in Abia. The worst will happen now. Okay, we're my own way. That is how evil they are. Because that is how they test them. It's like the ones chasing Wike to kill Wike, Governor Jason Wike. The man chasing Governor Jason Wike, the Fulani man in Iguacha that they posted to kill him, is the one that they want to make the new chief of army staff. And they said to him, if you kill Wike, then we can make it. We now know you're very serious. Because they will say Burata kills people and nothing happens. The world is just there watching. Britain is not doing anything. USA is not doing anything. You can kill as many people as you like from Biafra land. The world will not say anything. Therefore, carry on. That is why Okezie Ikpeazu is busy killing people. Willie Obia are not the same in Anambra. And they claim they are Igbo men. They claim they are Biafrans. And I ask them, how many Fulani governors are doing what you criminals are doing in our land? How many Fulani governors are doing the same thing? The answer is none. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening to you. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
From
Iguacha, thank you. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Thank you, too, my director.
Thank you.
Ngabogi Omero Hane Merendia.
Egadi, Mwachineke.
Omero Hane Merendia, one of Biafra.
Thank you.
We have gotten the information.
Yes.
And as far as I'm concerned, I have no doubt. Like I was telling one of my friends this evening, as far as the director is concerned, I believe everything he says, and I obey it without any questioning, because I know he's a man of his word, and I know he will give us the offer. I pray that Almighty Chukwuemeka protect you and give you more wisdom.
He said. I'm reading on the screen in front of me. You know, black people, they don't reason very well. I'll keep giving you this example until you get tired of hearing it. Imagine today that though Hitler is dead, Nazi Party is still running things. And say in Germany, you have Jews who are still there, German Jews who are still there. And you're asking them to go and vote for a Nazi Party that killed their ancestors, that killed their fathers and their mothers 70 years ago. And their refusal to do so, you say, oh no, they're campaigning for another party. That shows how stupid some people are. So you want me to allow a party that came to war in case you're deaf? Some people are deaf. You want me to come here to eulogize a party that killed our people at Tompo, that invaded my house and killed our men? You want me to Check it, Ogo Kubes, look, he said, you're mad. This is maybe anybody that goes into the polling station tomorrow to put their, is it thumb or whichever index thing, which finger they're not using, or is it the middle one? Whatever nonsense you're using to put on that ballot box tomorrow, if you put it on APC, Chineke ga-akpọrọ ọkụ kpụ ezinụlọ gị ọkụ for generations to come. Chineke ga-akpụ unu ọkụ. So you don't know what happened at National High School in Aba, which I wish you can find that interview that Denise of Al Jazeera did with Buhari when he was alive. They asked Buhari to watch the video clip and he said, no, he won't watch it. Do you know that? Have you gotten Okezie Ikpeazu? Have you gotten Obiano to watch the video clips of the people that they ordered their massacre, their own people? Have you heard any Fulani man, any Fulani governor come out to castigate Boko Haram or come out to castigate Fulani headsmen? Check it, Unoko. People are mad. Anybody stupid enough, I repeat, stupid enough to vote for APC, Chineke ga kponye aha oku pe ezinulo oku forever and ever. Oga adirunu na mma. Ihe oma ga erutu na aka. You can never see good in your life. You can never see good in your life. Stupid, hopeless people. So you want me of all people to come out to even contemplate placing on the same level or parity people who are contesting in an election? I am telling people never, ever, ever to gravitate towards a people or a group of animals that killed our people. Useless set of people. This is Radio Biafra. Do you have it? Do you have the interview that the woman asked Buhari when he was alive? What is happening? Do you want to watch it? He said, no, you want me to allow a useless party that is running on the ticket on the name of Buhari to come into our land to receive a vote? You are mad. Please play it.
Let's also look at another problem that seems to be emerging under your presidency. You've only been in power 9 months.
It's Al Jazeera.
This problem in the southeast of the country, we're seeing the Indigenous Peoples Organization of Biafra, IPOB, they are protesting peacefully for the most part on a regular basis. And there has been video, I could show you some video that's been posted of a very...
No, thank you.
These are the images the president didn't want to see. They're on the internet and we can't verify exactly what they show, but it appears as though security forces were shooting at unarmed protesters in the southeastern state of Abia.
This is footage I can't personally verify, but it looks as though the security forces have gone in very heavy-handedly shooting, and there were reported to be 7 deaths. I'm wondering, how are you planning to deal with this issue of Biafra? You, of course, have first-hand experience.
For a 30-month civil war, at least 2 million Nigerians were killed. And for somebody to wake up, maybe he wasn't born when there was this fighting in Biafra and said he was Biafra again. We have multi-party democratic system now. Let them organize themselves and vote for to have a state within a state, but to try and interfere with movement of troops, with economy, looking for Biafra after losing 2 million people. I think they are joking with Nigerian security, and Nigeria will not tolerate it.
Now you've heard it. That is for those of you who are so idiotic enough to ever contemplate in your useless lives that I would ever, even in my wildest dreams, anticipate or entertain the idea of endorsing APC. Person has no brain. This is the idiot before he died. That is the real Buhari before Nwubuoya. Ekwensu Buruya. He's in hell rotting away in an unmarked grave in Saudi Arabia. He said he will not watch the clip. and you're telling me that any son of the soil in Biafra land, in Southeast and South-South, will go and put their thumb where you have APC tomorrow. Can't you hear the idiot what he was saying? They deliberately killed our people, interfering with troops. Who was, we were in National High School about praying, and you're telling me interfering with troops. Which troop movement is that? Ndiokuasi, ndi Sioji, ndiokuasi. Liars, you people are. Sons of Jezebel, evil people, telling me, is he campaigning for PDP? May the devil have a stake in your house. All of you, one after the other. Talking rubbish. They call on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my director. I can hear you. Good evening, my only.
Good evening. The world is listening. Please go ahead. Give me your name, please.
Yes, my director. I'm calling you from Asaba.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Only if you have people. Only if you have people.
He said, now let me tell you one thing. I want when the ballot boxes are cross-checked or by the international observers or carried to Abuja or wherever, they will see that the people that APC killed in Biafra land, in Southeast and South, that are not happy with them. I said, I don't want to see one AP, not one single soul, any human being saying, I curse you on the day you were born. We did nothing to these people. Now they're shooting at us, praying in Abba. Have they shot at headsmen? Tell me how many times you've heard with your two ears that the army engaged Fulani headsmen and are shooting them. These are Fulani headsmen going about killing people. How about Leah Shwebi? Have they released her? Leah. She's still in detention, isn't she? She's a Christian. She's still in detention. You don't think about her, do you? Do revolution, you will not do. Protest, oh, you will not protest. Sit at home, oh, is a problem for you. You people are insane. Seriously insane. I thank God that there is IPOB. Because without IPOB, believe you me, even your previously worthless, useless lives would have been even more useless. I can assure you of that. We have a caller on the phone, please. Your name and where you're calling from, we are IPOB.
Hello.
Yes, please.
I'm calling from Mbo.
From Mbo, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Bochukwu Okeke, calling from Mbo.
Thank you, go ahead.
Director, I have traveled the stage. Although I'm in Mbo, I'm in Mbo now. I must travel very early in the morning to my village. That doesn't look. You go and do the mission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know what to do. No APC. I don't care where they are, where they come from.
Yeah,
they will.
Yeah.
I want all these people licking the backsides of the cabal to go and tell them our people rejected us. That is the message I want Fulani to receive tomorrow. That in Biafra land, that our people rejected us. These are the idiots that came and shot us to pieces. Babuani, Nakoinyo. I lifted the boycott because our document has been signed. And I stand on that very authority to issue this very directive that nobody, no living soul, should vote for APC or else your life will be like that of the Alamajiri, I assure you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are here, we're very, very unorthodox. We do things slightly differently. Your name and where you're calling from, if we have any caller on the phone. Do we have a caller on the phone? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Take that call, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my able leader.
Thank you very much.
May God bless you and may God continue to protect you. May God continue to make your voice more powerful, more meaningful than the voice of our enemies combined.
He said, do we have enemies? Who are the enemies? I fight with reasonable people. I fight with men, not with people. How can I fight with somebody? You go and you open four Facebook. People talking nonsense. People, hungry, wretched people. I said it before, that a hungry man cannot lead a freedom-fighting movement and be successful. Never in the history of the world. Poor, wretched souls. They want to compare them. Why do you think IPOB is formidable? Because we are honest, scrupulously honest and straightforward. What you see is what you get. We don't paint words. This very movement decided once our conditions were met, we lifted the boycott, we said we're going to teach them a lesson. We left it very late because we don't want stupid side silly debates. They were talking all manner of nonsense. So if they tell you that Nnamdi the Kanu will support APC, you believe? That shows how stupid and useless you are. Useless. And the type of wretched family you must have come from. Useless people. Let me go back to our brother, please. I think he's still on the line. Let's speak to him, please. He's still there. Please go ahead and tell us what you want to tell us. Go ahead.
Thank you, my able leader. Every power of every government, every seat of power, by the hearing of your voice, by the hearing of your name, they will begin to bow to your demand in, as far as this world is concerned. Because Chiko Kikabiama sent you to deliver us. My name is Mazi Igwe Donald. I am from Ebonyi province in Biafra land.
Thank you.
Anybody born of a woman, whether you are a man, whether you are a woman in Igbo land, you take your hand to vote for APC, the land of Igbo land will open up and swallow you.
You say?
You cannot vote for people who are murdering our people. Look at the way we have been killed in the worst manner in our land for doing nothing wrong. And you will go there tomorrow as a bastard, as a fool, to put hand to legitimize the same people who are killing our people. If you try it tomorrow, the Almighty God will destroy you, destroy your generation, and destroy everything that associates himself with you. Tomorrow, never ever vote for APC. My able leader, I have just one question for you. My question is, in your own estimation, how ready are Nigerians to defend their vote tomorrow when it is rigged? Because I see that APC are about to rig this election just as they rigged the election in Ekiti and other places. Thank you, my Ebu.
Thank you very, very much. They will rig, of course. That is in their nature to rig. Come on, Ekwoku, say, now some Bobu Gare Gog. You look at IPOB, you see. We know sometimes that we are going to be shot at, but we still march because of what we believe in. We keep marching. When I went to Abakaliki, I could have been shot dead. When I went to, where was it that I went to at in Anambra that Obi and Osa that shouldn't come to? Do you remember? Uche, what was the name of the place I went to in Anambra? Oh, I was the old age. I can't remember things anymore. Where did I go to in Anambra? Ekulobia. We broke Ekulobia. We broke it. This is Mark 4, government in Naham Nestina. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and the whole of humanity is listening. When we speak, mankind listen to Radio Biafra. For one in the Ghanaian, if you vote for APC, please raise the volume for us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes. Ramadike, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Okay. I'm with you, I'm in England now.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm in Oracadi now. I'm not teaching you because Bagume, I make big mbowl and bowl. Away how like a maybe. And I get me high churro. I get with the high churro.
You said?
He also not you mbozo, it mustn't be now. Mbozo, because make it daily out time. kọwagodo otu constitution a ndị a na-erestrọkchọrọ mgbe ha nọ, kọwara ndị mmadụ otu o ji wụrụ sharia na ihe niile bụ ihe jupụtara ya n'ime. Infact, a sịlewe Naijiria anya, ọ bụ an Islamic state ka ọ wụ. So kọwara ha ka ha nwee ike ịghọta ihe anyị nọ n'ime, bikọ ndị mmadụ aghọtaga ihe enwe ezigbote nsogbu nọ na ada kọntrị. Anyị enwe onye ọwụla kwugo okwu ya.
Thank you very much, Ise. Thank you. Thank you, my dear sister. I will explain it to our people and they will understand. What you have in the zoo is not a constitution. What you have is a jihadi pamphlet, a sharia pamphlet, a Wahhabi pamphlet designed to advance the interest of the core north, the Arewa core north, dominated by the Fulanese, not even the Hausa, because Hausas don't exist anymore. It's only their language that they have. They have gone into oblivion. Funny enough, when they came to conquer Hausa people, they told them they were fighting corruption. Osman Danfodio came. He was a teacher at the Habe Monarchy House in Katsina. He said, oh, we are fighting corruption. And they convinced the stupid Hausa people to join them to kill their own kings. The same thing that the idiot came with before he died, Buhari. I'm fighting the same rubbish. They tried the same garbage many centuries ago. They used it to dominate and to cleanse our Hausa people. And that is what they're doing now. Foolishly, Yorubas are joining them. Not knowing what is coming. I said it before and I will say it again. People must remember when I said that England will suffer. Remember when I said it? Did I not say that England will suffer?
Yes.
See what they're going through with Brexit. Yoruba will suffer last. And what Fulani will do to the Yoruba race, I'm telling you, if they come clean now, the better for them to stand on the truth and say that these people are evil. I'm not saying maybe there are not one or two Fulani people who are good. That is their business. But I'm saying, you see this crop of people in APC. My goodness me. Terrible people. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from. He say, this is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. We are taking your calls. Come on, we're taking your calls. He must be supporting APC. I kept looking. I said to myself, are you sure they went to school? Namdekano to support APC. You are insane. Isn't like one the other. All of you are mad. All of you. From top to bottom, you are useless and you're hopeless. For you to even contemplate that. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
Hello?
Yes, please turn your system down. Please turn your radio down so you can hear me.
Okay.
Turn it down, please. I beg of you. I beg of you. Please turn it down. Turn your radio down and speak to me because the whole world is hearing you. If I can hear you, the whole world is listening to your voice. Your name and where you're calling from,
okay.
Please.
My leader, my name is Ndubisi. I'm calling from Deutschland, Germany.
From Germany. Thank you very much. The world is listening to you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for the good job you are doing. Everybody has been saying that the Igbos are not united.
Who said so? Who said so?
People have been saying it, but you have proven to us that Igbos are united. You are the person that brought all the Igbos together today. Today, the Igbos are saying in one voice. So, thank you very much. I call to contribute to what is going on now. I thank you for the way you lifted the boycott. So, everything is going to go to normal. So, thank you very much for all you've been doing.
Thank you.
I just called to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. Okay. You see, people think that we are stupid. They don't know how intelligent we are in IPOB. I have one diagos, Umuchineke. We answer that name for a reason. Those of them in APC wanting me to boycott, by all means, pushing, oh, you said you're going to boycott, you must boycott. And I said to them, akwane megu dahari abari azugariya okunkwa, kwa kesi emi. They signed our agreement and then we lifted the ban. It's as simple as that. Very, very simple and easy. And as I said, the day the document will be published, I see most people come in. In fact, they have no shame. Anyway, they won't commit suicide. They have no shame. Please, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you're calling from. Sorry, I can't hear anybody.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, sir.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you.
Yeah.
Master, good evening, sir. My name is Prince Daniel Onyeka Ebule.
Yes, please go ahead.
I'm calling from Biafra land.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. Yeah, sir, there are some questions that I have to ask. We understand that we, the IPOB, we stand for no election in Biafra land, as we have nothing to do with anything politics in Biafra land. But, sir, there are matters arising in the ground which we move around and will observe.
Yes.
We are knowing fully well that the Nigerian system of government or politics or election is by selection, not by the voting.
Yes.
Sir, for some people who wants to go out and vote, then how do we, sir, how is going to be like, as in the result, is it going to reflect on our voting, or is it going to be that the election of the caliphate from the Zoo government, sir? That is the question, sir.
From my understanding, and going by what the INEC chairman said yesterday, if they implemented the letter, what he was spouting, what he was recommending, then there will be no rigging. I'll tell you why. From every polling booth, once the poll is closed, they count it there, and you can snap the result with your mobile phone and publish it. So independent people can actually collect the result and announce the winner before INEC does so. Now you understand. You can't rig it. It doesn't matter how many stuffed, printed, whatever rubbish you have. Once in every polling unit, once you receive your result, you snap it and you're sending it to your friends, to the party that you represent, and your party be collecting it immediately. So if you fail, you will know. If you've succeeded, you will know. It's as simple as that. So how are they going to rig it? It's impossible. Forget all these idiots with their stuffing of ballot paper. It's not going to work. That nonsense of carrying ballot box to one central place at the local government and you start counting is rubbish. Because the agents of the parties in the polling stations will be able to make the results available for the world to see. So say Ward A, polling booth 1. Once they close the polls, maybe around 4 or 5, they will count, they will snap it, and they'll send it to social media, to be everywhere. So where are you going to bring another stuffed ballot box again to say it belongs to this Akokwa Ward 1 or whatever? No, it won't happen again. So that is what people don't know this, but that's what's going to happen tomorrow. So what we are saying is, regardless if they rig, listen to me very carefully, please. You don't know how these politicians work, but we do. I know how they operate.
Okay.
Let me tell you what is going to happen.
Okay.
If you make the mistake of putting even one vote for APC, they will use it to justify their 25%. They will go to the world and say, oh, can't you see, Jubril is also loved in Biafra land, where you say they are agitating. He's also loved over there. That is why I said they will not receive one vote tomorrow. We want to show them how powerful IPOB is. Actually, I'm Kamkowara, and we just want to prove something to them and to the rest of the world that we own Biafra land. You see that piece of territory called Biafra? It is owned by IPOB, by the grace of Jugo Gabiam in heaven. Thank you very much for calling. Get me another caller, please, on the line, so we can begin to round up this very evening. This is Radio Biafra, and I'm on Nnamdi Kanu, and I'm here. Uche, give them special line to call me, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening. Calling from Imo State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay. I'll be following up from the day one. And to today, I'm very, very lucky to speak with you. I want to thank you for everything you have been doing. I have to thank you for your efforts and everything. This time around, we have to get it very, very right. We've heard you and we'll obey everything you said to the last order. And anybody that is going out to vote for FPC or anybody that has been against us,
He said to the answer what you're saying. Of course, not Chukwu Kikabiama. Ekwensu Gabo Honko, Lucifer will deal with them. Not Chukwu Kikabiama. There are some of them. There are some people also in one or two parties, I won't mention names, that supported Operation Python Dance. They are hiding behind the Atiku Obi ticket, thinking that they will creep through in Abia and in a few other places, but they're not going anywhere. IPOB is on the ground. It's Igozi. We've sent messages to our people on the ground. They will be weeded out. They will be weeded out. Hagapo. Because we are in a very difficult situation where our mothers are being arrested, our fathers being shot to death before our eyes, and we are paralyzed. We can't do anything. If we pick up arms, they complain. We are there watching our people being slaughtered. And you think it's normal? No, of course it's not. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Messenger.
Yeah, ma.
Can you hear me?
Arreto.
Yes, please.
The only yes, I can hear you clearly. I can hear you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
My director, the only man who disappeared in Biafra land and reappear in Jerusalem.
By the grace of Elohim.
I respect you. I honor you.
Thank you.
Yes, you are somebody by my side. By the special grace of God, I am Pastor Samuel Obiakisu. I am the coordinator of Umozo Zone 1. We are Rosalet.
Thank you.
Mazi, I heard you clearly today. And I always made a promise that we, Biafrans, we will never disappoint you. We are suddenly behind you. Whatever the command you give to us is the command that we follow.
Thank you.
We are bad people. We are Rosalet. I say that you are my Messiah. You are the prophet of the prophet. In our own time, we have seen another prophet that is powerful than Elijah. I am just telling you the truth. God is with you and keep it on.
Thank you.
We all know that at a little time we will celebrate with you.
Of course we will. Land. We will.
We promise you by tomorrow, we will pull them down. We will pull them down. By the special grace of Chukwukige Abiyama.
He say, can you believe that a Biafran man, somebody who calls himself a Biafran, an Igbo man for that matter, after watching your own flesh and blood, the only meaning of that word, one, you know what it means? One, you watched people die at Mpo. You watched people die in Aba. You watched people die in Isiama Faruku. You watched what they did to us over and over again. Ikaobi, Ikaobi, CK, Isinina Grandiosi. Oh, Chineke na menanya bara. Chineke na menendiye bara. And tomorrow you say you're fighting for your interest, but on an APC. It didn't even touch you to say to yourself that what IPOB is fighting for is for your own betterment. As I said, when this document will be published, a lot of you will commit suicide. I can assure you of that. But for tomorrow, I want everybody present to know that APC did not receive one single vote. That IPOB said it and that is how it was in Biafra land. Now, they will fear us more, isn't it? Please give me the very last caller. Come your high, y'all. Yes, please, my not you. You're not Sabo. Acham came here with Sabo line. Come, Lahani. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, I'm calling from Abaga. I called back because my line was disturbed.
Okay, yeah, it was. Please go ahead.
Yeah, our director, we are now on this evening. We stand with you and we're going to give you the all full support. Because what I believe is that after this election, therefore we come to the stage, therefore we take over. Was the authority and our document, I believe that you, after the election, that you will decide and take over and so that you will defeat the zoo called Nigeria. And I tell all the Afghans to stand where Nigeria stand. But there's no going back.
Thank you very much. We're going back to Biafran. Where are we going back to? We're not going anywhere. Some people thought that they wanted us to divide our people. I will stand on the boycott and our land will be cut into two or into three or into four or into five. I will say to them, you don't know anything. We are far more intelligent and far more sensible than all those people put together. That's something they must know. This is Radio Biafra. Uche, next time you give me a line dedicated to saboteurs, I want to handle them myself. Account to fake account and stop responding to them. Leave them. If you meet them, ask them to wait. Keep their questions. I will come on air and they can ask me their questions. Can me la? If they are brave enough to confront me. This is Radio Biafra. And I thank all of you for listening. Uzaka wants to say something. There's an announcement tomorrow, isn't it? We are rocking London tomorrow. Or is there of the UK, isn't it? Is the Dr. Justice here at home? He didn't come. Okay. Oh, it's CJ. CJ is representing him. are you representing the UK coordinator?
No, I'm not powerful enough.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Dear friends, good evening. My name is CJ Maduke Jaka Okafor. I am from Ogbo. Ogbo is in Newi South. Newi is in Anambra. And the Anambra is in Biafra land. We're here in London studio and broadcasting to the world. You've heard our leader speak, and the language is loud and clear. I said, thank you for being Biafran. But I just want to ask you, as you are listening, some people might not be opportuned to listen live on Radio Biafra. I can only ask you, dismiss this message, pass it on. After the broadcast, the message will be sent to zonal coordinators and we send it to group WhatsApp. When you get this message, pass it on before tomorrow. Please, the message is loud and clear. What we want is Biafra, and what we're going to get is Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. Hold tight. Biafra is nearly here. They won.
Yeah, well, thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are Uzoka, you have an announcement to make? Do people actually know we're meeting tomorrow in the UK? Those from Germany, have they arrived? Did they come at all? We expect people from Germany, did they make it? People are coming. We're expecting some guests from Germany, and I hope that they turn up. I know that those from Israel cannot make it anymore. Castro was meant to be here, but I'm not sure he's coming. And I think he's got a few things to do with our new office in Israel. Our office in Israel is very beautiful. You know that? Very, very beautiful. The most beautiful IPOB office in the world is our office in Israel. Very, very beautiful. And I have a private office, so. Omakazi. Hey! Omakazi. 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 Yeah, we're going to do something here in the UK, of course. I have a very beautiful office in Israel. Very, very beautiful, I can assure you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct. And the world, my deputy is here. You have something to say?
Well, what would I say? Where the big mass squared is on the scene. What else can I say? Just to concur, we are grateful to have you once again on the Colossus and the Enigma of our time. Not because you are here. Anna Masikwa, honor must be given to whom honor is due. If you think that you can do it, come out and let us see you. And on that note, I want to commend every IPOB family member, friends of Biafra, and urge them more than ever before to follow the footsteps of our leader, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu. This is another all-important pronouncement, pointing us to the direction that we should go. Tomorrow is the D-Day to show our enemies the back door. It is between a fight between the kingdom of darkness and kingdom of light, and the people of Biafra shall rise. We say that we are not boycotting we are boycotting election, and for obvious reasons, having our people being attended to, our demands being attended to, we now are in this position. When we boycott, rather, when we sit at home, it is earthquake. Now we are going to participate. It is going to be seismic in every proportion. And tomorrow is the D-Day. We ask the Most High God to bless us, to give us victory against our enemies. And we urge Biafrans to listen to the broadcast of our leader, Mazin Nnamdi. If anybody is asking you anything, tell them to go and listen to this broadcast. Very important. We are more than happy and appreciative of your presence here.
Thank you.
The Most High God bless your family.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That's the voice of our deputy chairman for. Very stable, very able, and always loyal. That's how it should be. The same way that I'm loyal to Biafra and to all of you that I serve by the grace of the Most High. There is a breaking news. Uzoka, you will speak in a minute. There is breaking news. Our land is under attack, as I know it will be. They can no longer postpone the elections because I called off the boycott. Now they're bringing war to our people. There is a bomb explosion in Enugu caused by APC Jibril. This is the gift from Umahi, Okezi Ikpeazu, Obiano, and Ugwuanyi. Your so-called elite governors, Ndiochi, this is their gift to you, to bring in Fulani to destroy your land. To bring Fulani to destroy your land. There's a bomb explosion in Enugu as we speak. And some of you don't know this, that Peter B was in house arrest today. They sent EFCC after him. And all the Southeast governors, those that went to Jibril, you know the whole Operation Panther Dance. Jibril is threatening the Southeast governors that if they don't give him 25% of the votes, at least, that everything, their collusion in Panther Dance will be made public. And that he will bring war to our land. That is why they have started to detonate bombs this very evening. That is why Anungwa village was sacked early this very morning. That is why there is sporadic shooting in and around Anambra State as at yesterday. They are prepared to bring war to our land. That is, they have started rounding up people, arresting, mass incarceration, mass executions going on in our land as we speak. That is why I said, Iwerempesirakagironyaka na ink. Debe and Akuko, not for APC. I can't get it. I'm telling you the truth. You will suffer forever and ever, I'm telling you. I don't want any of these criminal Igbo governors. Wendy Behare, I na Giogumaki Fajuna. Okay, Zibazu, Obiano, Umahi Ugwany, there should be in a song. I don't mention Okura, was an Igbo, I was a call. So I woman, so I was a man. They are bringing war to our land. That is why I want ballot after ballot box after ballot box. There will be no APC vote in it. How get me to go meta? How get me to go meta? Our people must be very, very resolute. Tomorrow, we show them who we are. Tomorrow, we show them how serious we are. They are killing our people in our land because IPOB lifted the boycott. Because they know they are finished. APC cannot get one single vote in our land. It's an order to IPOB. Let us show the world how strong we are. That we are formidable. In every step that we make. Uzaka, please go ahead.
Ohamadike, one of Biafra land. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Chike Lom Obuana, popularly known as Uzoka. I'm from Omodioka village, Oka, in Biafra land. Madike, I want to point out something. Always remember, during your broadcast 2012/13 and so on, you always let us know that the coming of Biafra will be the last miracle on earth.
Of course.
And that is what is happening now. Fellow Biafrans, you must wake up. Always listen to the good news of our spring leader, Mazim Nnamdi Kanu. The man that never rests, walking every day and night, morning, afternoon, to make sure that the good news of restoration of Biafra come to reality in our time. Mazem Nnamdi Kanu, Ahuamadike. We the London IPOB, I remember the name of Onyana Sinno Nagara. You are one in a million. For those of us in Biafra land, I want you to understand one thing, that these killers will never stop killing. As long as their children in our blood, schooling, as long as they jump into any powerful cars, as long as the health care of FN, they go to our blood to treat themselves, their family members, they will never stop killing us because they see us as nothing. But mind you that the power lies on each and every one of us. We are to stand firm and say no to these very murderous people, most especially the Ongo Kaikai in Anambra State called Willie Obiano. Willie Obiano, the children is in America enjoying good life. Other governors, Rochas
Okorocha. Ema Igbo na-ekwu okwu si ana ajugbu mmanụ pupu n'ogu tupu arawa ya. Every sin of Obiano has been laid bare and okezi ikpeazụ for everybody to see. The day we move against them, nobody will rise up in their defense. Obiano, ikpeazụ, they've been going around killing other people's children. Agbaha nkịtị ha na-ezuzugharị ya. They now want to bring Jibril to give him 25% of the vote. And we are saying no. That is where IPOB wants to show them that we own the land. Tomorrow we show them. Please go ahead.
So, my dear brothers and sisters, Rocha Sokorocha, the son, is in Birmingham schooling, about to graduate or already. I want also to use this very opportunity to remind each and every one of us, most especially here in the United Kingdom, this very killer called Nyangwodo is preparing to come to United Kingdom for Iliji or whatever called Ndibo, whatever he wants to come and do.
Uzoka, leave him. You know, sometimes some people cannot assimilate two things at the same time. Leave him. We'll deal with that issue on a later date. What I want you to do is to get our people. Is the whole of UK coming tomorrow? Is it only London? That's
yes,
what I want to know.
The whole of United Kingdom. And United some people Kingdom. From different parts of Europe, as I heard, are coming also. So, my dear fellow Biafrans, most especially here in United Kingdom, be prepared as we going to host our leader here in United Kingdom. Please make sure you come with your pen and paper to learn more. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra. Thank you very, very much. Oneme, that is the saying where I come from. Mkwaga can go to get big ada. I can't lift the boycott without giving directive as to what I expect our people to do in our own interest, in IPOB interest. There are people that must not go. Where is Andy Ubah that left PDP and went to APC? Which is it Anambra South? Do you know?
I think Anambra.
I don't know where he is, but he cannot go back to Abuja. He can't go back to Abuja. And also, TLG cannot go back to Abuja. These are supporters of Operation Python Dance. We know what they did, all of them. TLG cannot go back to Abuja, and so is Andy Ubah of APC. They can't go back. They can't go back because of what they did in Operation Python Dance. Very, very clear. And we must make sure that they are not returned. As simple as that. Any vote for APC is a vote for Lucifer. Umuekwensu, I inhabit. As simple as that. Can you imagine if we hadn't called off the boycott and it's a bomb blast in any good, they will blame for it. They say it's IPOB. We now go to Chineke and say Aurora. When we used to say to them that we are not behind all these things that Fulani Alamajiri are doing in our land, nobody believed. Had we not called off the boycott, people will blame this bomb blast on IPOB. Ndiberibe. Nakoeri, akoeri. But as our hands are clean, our conscience very clear. That is why we do things the way we do it. no vote for APC tomorrow, especially in Abaribe's polling booth, in the area where he's contesting. I don't even want to hear there's any other party that's existing, apart from Abaribe's party. Very, very important, please. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to an end today. I will be live again tomorrow because I'll be addressing the UK family tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow.
And of course, we are inviting saboteurs.
They are the ones I want to see.
It is an open platform, so they should get prepared.
When I was, imagine somebody who can travel and go into Israel, and they were looking at me like a movie.
And they kept saying, how did he travel without passport, APC?
They said it was AP, that APC, the, I reached a deal with him.
Yes.
That
APC assisted you, delivered you to different places and all that.
In the pipeline security guard. Oh, so sad. The name of Opana, poverty is a disease. I went into Israel and they were amazed. Everywhere I go, people get shocked. If I can travel to Israel under my condition before I traveled, who are you to stand in front of me and talk to me? You can't even go past an immigration officer here. Ebula, a deport. Get on a Lagos. Rent one room. Now, we're in a Lagos. Only WhatsApp call then with your foreign number. I went to Israel and I came to the UK. And I'm going back to Israel. That the world may bear us witness that Chukwu Kika Biam is with us. And I said, I'm coming back. Remember in 2025, I told you I'll come back to the zoo. And I went. I am going back to the zoo. And things will never be the same. I can assure you. Just remain strong and resolute. I want this IPOB to go back to how it used to think 4 years ago. You know, these days when I read some comments online, I say this is not IPOB now. Then fake IPOB. Original IPOB, my Zuabaraba. If you look at IPOB, you communicate whatever you want to that very person. He or she will understand you immediately. I want to see the color of the paper. I want to see the ink. I want to see the signature. Do you think I'll lie to you? Me lie to IPOB? Is that possible? Ha. Oh, I can't lie to myself. Maybe. To see if it is real. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you very much for listening. I want us to disgrace APC and Jibril. Chase Jibril back to Sudan. Because after tomorrow, Jibril will be on the run. We will catch him. He will be tried in The Hague for crimes against humanity and also for impersonating a dead man. Then Aisha will be allowed to mourn the husband, the dead husband, properly. Which is why she's not part of their campaign. But some of you cannot reason because, Oberanoman non azu, so you can't reason very well. Just to be yapping away. A customs officer killed somebody coming back from overseas. All of you kept quiet as if nothing happened. Ndizu. Chineke meluna belobode kwensu. Let Biafra come that we may worship Elohim in truth and in every spirit. And one day I will teach you people what Arochukwu means. How old Arochukwu is. And why our way of worship is the oldest in the whole world. Bar none. Bar none. I thank you all for listening. Tomorrow is another date and another day. Join us. May you go come and be with each and every one of you. As you go out tomorrow, please try and return very safely. Alamajiri, jihadists, they're all over the place. But you will come back safely, I assure you. And together we shall all see Biafra. Thank you. And God bless. Obodo kenenu kanu, Nnamdi Kanu, Nnamdi Kanu, Ahmadu Ike. Kanyi kenebenu kanu, Nnamdi Kanu, Nnamdi Kanu, Ahmadu Ike. Ahmadu Ike Biafra o, Nnamdi Kanu, Odogwu o.
Welugo. Kinchi kono fafliko do. Onye wegu ni so chingizi. Ode ni bui so chingizi. Ewete zilina anye gumeli. Ima nambo.
There is only one indigenous broadcaster truly and genuinely championing the cause for the restoration of Biafra. This is Radio Biafra, RBL, the first, the best and the last.